And welcome to the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald. Today's podcast will be dealing with AI rewrites the Bible and thousands of young people flock to AI Jesus. First of all, before we get into this podcast, let's go to the scripture because Jesus did warn us about the last days and some of the signs in the Olivet Discourse. And I find this scripture that I'm going to read that really hits the nail on the head on what's occurring and what we're seeing manifesting right now in the world and the soon coming beast system. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 23 through 25, he says, "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs, false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand." So Jesus gives the warning about false Christs, false prophets will arise. So we see what technology has really progressed at a very increasing pace. Even in when you read the book of Daniel, it talks about the last days, that knowledge will increase. And we see that there's been an explosion with knowledge, even with this AI technology, but there's a dark side of it also too that's taking place. And it can be easily manipulated into the hands of the enemy because Satan is the god of this world. And it can possibly, which we are starting to see, a way of demonic beings to deceive and lead people astray. What we're seeing, folks, is with AI being proposed to rewrite a Bible and then thousands of people or young people following a AI Jesus, it's an indoctrination of the beast system. When we look at what indoctrination is from Webster's Dictionary, it defines indoctrinate as to instruct, especially in fundamentals or rudiments, to teach, to instruct in a body of doctrine or principles. So this is what we're seeing with evil men proposing to use AI to rewrite the Bible, and young people who are spiritually empty and pretty much large parts of Europe and in the United States, the church has lost its salt. It's a saltless type church. So people aren't being convicted. People are not being converted. So they're turning to other things and all. And we see a lot of people are into the worship of technology in itself. And I believe like the TV series that the spinoff from the book American Gods talks about the God of technology. But first of all, let's look at the point of view of AI rewriting the Bible, because I found this very interesting, because even in the book of Revelation, it talks about adding or taking away from the Bible, the curses be given to you. So this person, Yuval Noah Harari, which is Israeli born, he's part of the World Economic Forum group. And he had a lot of interesting things to say anyway. In a lot of his books, he talks about transhumanism and a lot of other things that he's spinned off. His views are sincerely very much demonic and other things and all. Very powerful, influential author. He's sold over 45 million books. He's had people that made commendations for him, such as former President Barack Obama and Bill Gates. So it tells you how much power he has, especially also being part of the World Economic Forum group. This man has what they say on the street. He has a lot of juice. He has a lot of clout with him. So this is from an interview on May 19th, 2023. And this is what Yuval Noah Harari had to say about using AI and changing the Bible. It says, it's the first technology ever that can create new ideas. You know, the printing press, radio, television, they broadcast, they spread the ideas. They create the human brain by the human mind. They cannot create a new idea. You have Gutenberg, who printed the Bible in the middle of the 15th century. The printed press printed as many copies of the Bible as Gutenberg instructed, but it did not create a single new page. The printing press had no ideas of its own about the Bible. It is good and it is bad. How to interpret this and how to interpret that? AI can create new ideas and can even write a new Bible. You know, throughout history, religions dreamed about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. Every religion claims all that art books or other religions, humans wrote them. But our book, it came from some superhuman intelligence. In a few years, there might be a religion that are actually correct. Just think about a religion and those holy books is written by AI. That can be a reality for a few years. So here you have Yuval Noah Harari proposing that AI rewrite this book. So this man is married to another man and just some other things and all. So his perspective and other things and all. And if you read some of his stuff and look at some of his interviews in regards to reducing the population and transhumanism and just some other things and all, this man is definitely what we read in 1 John has the spirit of Antichrist. And folks, this is a form of indoctrination. If you can tailor the Bible into the way where it caters to people's sinful lifestyle, whether it's drugs or sexual immorality or alcohol or anything that's going to make them feel guiltless, not make them own up to being sinful or anything like that and form its own religion. So technology is playing a very big part in this because we look and see the explosion of cell phones. Cell phones have become like almost a little handheld computer, how people are really a slave to their screen of other stuff and are being really put to sleep and really being indoctrinated and not being people like to use the phrase being woke or wokeism, but you need to be spiritually woke in Christ to kind of discern the days and times that we're living in. So I find it very odd that he would go ahead and want to do that. So here's a few scriptures that talks about what has God said about changing his word. When we look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "You shall not add the word which I command you or take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I commanded you." When we also look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." And then we look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. It says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." So here, this man, this is Jesus talking. We read Matthew, and this is even God gave Moses the Torah, and he talks about don't add or take away from the word in the book of Revelation even tells you that this is showing that we are living in the age of the soon coming of the Lord, and the spirit of Antichrist is getting much more bolder, much more out there manifesting itself fully. So even when we flip the switch and we can go over and see how on independent.com UK did a story about thousands who flocked to AI Jesus for gaming relationship and advice. So here people, they don't want to go to church. They don't want to repent of their sins, but they find comfort in pursuing an AI Jesus. Now, here's some of the things that really stands out in this article. It talks about a chatbot designed to resemble an AI Jesus has attracted hundreds of Twitch users seeking gaming and relationship advice. So they're looking to get gaming and relationship advice. It goes on and says, the device created by a Berlin Tech Collective shows a bearded white man with a bright white halo whose gestures as he answers questions having been trained after Jesus and the teachings of the Bible. So the Bible talks about, we don't even know what Jesus really looked like, not to make any type of graven images or anything, or worship a great, or worship an image or anything. No man knows what he looks like. And they have a bearded white man. Jesus during that time was a Middle Eastern Jewish man during the early centuries. So this is just a stereotypical thing of like, oh, it's white Jesus, some other things and all. We don't know what he looks like, but this is what they have, and this is the image that they're projecting. It goes on and says, it asked Jesus live stream attracted over 35,000 followers and allow viewers to ask questions. So here we have the viewers are able to ask 35,000 viewers live streaming. That's people, that's like a virtual mega church where 35,000 people are asking advice and gaming advice and relationship advice from an AI Jesus. It asks to share views on topics such as abortion, gay rights, and the AI Jesus was found to provide a vague, nonpartisan reply, such as advising a user to look at issues from a legal and ethical perspective. It says, whether you're seeking spiritual guidance or looking for a friend or simply want someone to talk to, you can join on the journey through life and discover the power of faith, hope, and love, said the bio who asked Jesus' Twitch page. So you can't follow the real Jesus, but you're following an AI Jesus to kind of cater to your carnality, cater to the things of the flesh. This AI Jesus isn't calling you to repentance. This AI Jesus is not pointing you to the narrow road that leads to salvation. Is actually is leading and guiding people to the broad road of destruction. So you have this AI pretending to be Jesus, which is a false Christ, which Jesus, which we read when we first started this podcast, we read in Matthew chapter 24. They're following after a false Christ. So, you know, if this is you were able to get that many people to start off, 35,000 people, you know that trend's going to tend to trend upwards where more and more people are going to start to flock to an AI Jesus to kind of cater to what they want to hear. And it's almost going to a psychic or a tarot card reader, because you want them to kind of validate what things that you want that's in the flesh, and those things lead you astray. So people are following after false Christ. So let's go back to the scriptures, because Jesus said that many false prophets and false Christ shall arise. So when we look at Noah Hari, talking about the Bible being rewritten by AI, that is a false prophet. He's propagating false messages. He's a mouthpiece for the World Economic Forum group by Schultz, I believe, is over it. So you have all these elements that are taking place, and overwhelmingly, when we're seeing the signs of the times, these things are becoming more, a progression of these things more and more. Just on another note also too, you're hearing reports and the government becoming more and more releasing information about UFOs and aliens and other things and all, and even the alien sighting there in Las Vegas. This family saw aliens in their backyard. Satan has an end game, and he's putting all the pieces together, and it's like an all-out spiritual nuclear war that's taking place. He's dropping. It's just not like little drones or anything, that's spiritual drones that are going out. There's spiritual nukes that are being prepared to really blow people away, blow people out from having faith in the true living God and his son, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, and Yahweh. So we definitely live in interesting times, but the scripture says that if anyone says, look here, is the Christ. So when we see that with this AI Jesus, people are saying, look here, there's the Christ. And people are really, again, they're asking for advice, they're asking questions, but they're not repenting of the sins. They're not asking Jesus to be Lord of their life. They still want to continue to be Lord over themselves. They continue want to walk in their own ways. It says, are there, do not believe it. So people, these young people who have not been schooled in the Bible, who've not been grounded in biblical principles, who've not been grounded in a biblical worldview, have opened themselves up to deception. And the sad thing about it also too, young people who go to church, the parents don't really, they just take them to church. Parents, most parents don't take out the time to disciple them at home, teach the Bible there at home. It's just like, it's time to go to church on Sunday, or you have a midweek service if they're able to even do that. But to like really show them what's going on in the world and even the dangers of AI, people are going to be overtaken, because people want to seek knowledge versus truth. Knowledge versus truth and love. We look at even with Adam and Eve. Eve, instead of loving truth, God's truth of his word, chose knowledge. That's one of the main things about the occult and other things and all. They believe salvation comes through knowledge, seeking esoteric hidden knowledge and other things and all, instead of really seeking God's word. So we are definitely living in some interesting times. We're definitely living in the last days. When you see people talking about rewriting AI, rewriting the Bible, and AI Jesus, this artificial intelligence is being used for nefarious purposes and all. And it's one of the key pieces, I believe, that will help speed up the process to really indoctrinate people for the mark of the beast and the beast system. So we need to really continue to be prayerful. We need to be walking in the Spirit. If you're believers, you need to like really start becoming more and more passionate about telling people about your faith and the Word of God and some other things, and pray for them and diligently pray for those that are lost, that they may be able to be seen, because the God of this world has blinded them and has enslaved them. And it's, again, they're dull to sleep. It's like putting a frog in boiling water. You have a lot of people, a lot of frogs that are in boiling water that don't even know that they're being boiled to death. And all the things that are going on in social media and everything that's going on with sports, and just people are really spiritually distracted and not really seeing what's going on in the world, economically and other things and all, where even in this country, we avoided a potential economic catastrophe or apocalypse. And still, we're not even out the woods with the debt ceiling and just other things that are occurring in our world. So God bless. This is the End Time Show for our End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. Please, please subscribe to our podcast. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. If leave a like, leave a 5-star review on the podcast. Share this, follow us, get the word out. We just appreciate if you're able to do that. We just want more and more people to be able to hear the ministry, to get the word out there, to help equip people, to prepare people for the soon coming of the Lord. God bless. Pray for me as I pray for you.